I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for Cupcake Calls with the Morning Mess.
You're my honey bun sugar plum, yummy, yummy. You're my sweetie pie.
Oh, you want to do that cupcake call, do you? Oh, do you?
Okay, guys, all in favor to help Emmy get revenge on her man Tyler, say aye.
Aye.
Emmy, good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
Okay, I think I'll be better by the end of this call. But...
Yes, I love it. So, Emmy, you need to get revenge on your man. What did he do?
Yeah, my boyfriend. Honestly, he's like been the worst boyfriend in the world right now.
Perfect. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, yeah. I like dating a child at heart. He's always like pulling stupid jokes and pranks and stuff. But the other day, he went way too far. I have to work a lot at night from home, and I left my laptop open on my bed, and my messages were up, obviously, because I have to be in constant communication.
Okay.
And I decided to take a break, but I didn't want to close my laptop, so I left it open, and I just hopped in the shower, and I come back out of the shower, like, 15 minutes later, and my messages are blowing up. I have this group text going with, like, my coworkers, and I guess my wonderful boyfriend thought it would be hilarious to... basically, like, sex text the entire group, but he pretended to be me.
Okay.
What?
Like, dirty text.
Uh-huh.
You might have to bleep it. I don't know if I can say this on the radio, but he was like, I can't wait to get back in bed with him, and I want him to do things, what he did to me last night, thinking about it.
Oh, my God.
But then he tries to make it like it was me, like, oh, sorry, I meant to write that for my boyfriend.
Girl.
The point is, it was inappropriate, and your coworkers didn't need to be knowing about your business.
But not just that. Now my coworkers think I'm, like, this dominatrix freaky chick. And, like...
Hell yeah.
Some of them were like, can you not? That's a little TMI.
Right.
I don't think it's funny, thinking the entire office now thinks that I'm, like, this horny, crazy sex addict.
Right. And who knows who could have taken a screenshot of that and sent that out to how many people, even outside of work, girl. That is so weird of your man to do that.
So weird, right? And, like, I tried to explain it, like, oh, you know, that was my boyfriend. He's playing a joke. I'm really sorry. And they were all like, yeah, sure it was. You're just trying to get out of it. Because,
yeah, I wouldn't believe you, honestly. I'm so sorry. I'm just trying to be honest with you. I wouldn't believe it.
So here's the thing. My coworker is actually one of my friends, and her husband happened to see these messages. And so now he thinks that my friend is cheating on him.
Oh,
because,
no.
You know, the messages were like, I want you to do to me what you did last night, you know.
Oh, so he thinks that message was for his wife.
Exactly. But I told my boyfriend this, and he laughed. He just thought, like...
It is funny.
Oh, I'm so sorry, girl. That is not funny at all.
So... that's why I want you guys to get involved. I need you guys to pretend to be my coworker's husband and call my boyfriend and really scare the shit out of him.
Wait, I kind of like that idea.
I need it. Like, I need it. He's always pulling these pranks on me. Like, this will even us out, for sure. Getting you guys involved. You guys are the best at this. Getting you guys involved
will
literally make him never do something like this again.
Okay, so you want us to scare the hell out of him. Your man, his name is Tyler, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm jotting some notes down. Where is he at right now?
He's at work.
Where does he work at?
He works in sales, so he's constantly... You might catch him in the car. He's constantly driving from client to client, but he works in sales.
Okay, he's probably in his car. Okay, what kind of car does he drive?
Honda Civic. It's blue.
Blue Honda Civic. Did you see what he was wearing this morning?
He usually wears, like, a really basic suit. He did have an important meeting, so he is wearing his favorite red tie this morning. So,
oh, okay, perfect.
If that helps you with anything.
Hell yeah. Well, I'm going to scare the hell out of him I'm watching him.
Wait.
Red tie, to be honest. Can you imagine if you're just driving and someone calls you, I see what you're wearing?
Oh, no.
Red tie. What kind of hair does he have? Like, dark hair? Does he slick it back? What's his hairstyle?
has dark hair, and he doesn't slick it back, but he brushes it to the side. But he doesn't use any, like, hair oil or anything. That's also my choice. I just don't like that. I don't like when a man's hair is hard or rough.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, a little rugged look. All right, well, this is what we're going to do. We're going to mess with your man. Obviously, he embarrassed you in the workplace. One of your good friends at work can possibly go through a divorce because of your man's joke. He thinks it's funny. Oh. We're going to laugh at him, okay?
Okay.
All right, we're going to call up Tyler with Emmy's Cupcake Call. Up next, Morning Mess. Back with a cupcake call. We spoke to Emmy, and she let us know she needs revenge on her man, Tyler. So Emmy, with her man, gonna jump in the shower. Her laptop happens to be up. Tyler, being the prankster he is, now I don't have anything against a little joke, but he jumped on and wrote a little message on a group message to all your fellow coworkers, Emmy.
Yeah, and it was really, really dirty stuff. Pretending to be me and saying, like, I want you to do to me what you did to me last night. I can't wait to get in bed with you. Like, really
bad. Oh, my God. If I got that from one of y'all, I would be so confused. Ugh.
And then he went back on it and said, oops, that was for my boyfriend.
No, I'm the one that went back on. I was like, oh, my God, you guys, I'm so sorry. That was my boyfriend, and nobody believed me.
Of course not, because now you sound like a little freak. And the problem is that someone's marriage might be in danger now.
Well, yeah, my coworker, who is actually a really good friend of mine, her boyfriend saw the messages and thought that that was actually another guy that was saying to her, ooh, I want you to do what you did to me last night. So now my friend is being accused of having an affair, and that's where I want you guys to come in and prank my boyfriend, Tyler, and pretend to be this girl's husband.
Yes, we want all of it, because I know when you told your man about this, he thought it was funny. Let's get him back. I'm ready.
What's your coworker's name? What's her name that's in trouble with her husband?
Her name is Sarah. But her boyfriend's name is Eric, if that helps.
Nope, I'm just going to say I'm not Joe. Okay. But I spell it with two O's, so there's a difference.
Wow.
Okay. I'm going to call Tyler as Sarah's husband. You ready, Emmy?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, hold on. I'm going to call him and mess with him. When we think he's had enough, we'll jump on in, okay?
Sounds good.
Hello?
Yeah, man, speak to Tyler.
Yeah, this is him speaking.
Tyler, what's going on?
Hey, what's up?
This is Nacho with two O's.
Nacho with two O's.
Yes.
I don't know anybody named
What's your problem, man?
I'm sorry?
What is your problem?
I don't have a problem. Who is this?
This is Nacho. I'm Sarah's husband. You know Sarah?
Sarah? I don't know anybody named Sarah.
My vieja works with your lady at work, and you text her last night, say you want to do things to her like you did the night before.
Whoa.
You getting with my vieja?
No, dude, no, man. It's not like that.
It is like that. You ever did time, eh?
No. Dude, I
have you ever got your shit pushed in?
Bro. No, man. No, it's not like, dude, it's just a joke, man. It wasn't
Am I a joke to you, Tyler?
No.
Explain to me how this is funny, Tyler.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, dude. I didn't mean any harm. It was just a prank. And
Mr. Funny Guy, okay. I'm going to sit back. Hold on. I'm sitting down right now. Explain how this is funny. How you text my lady and tell her you want to do things to her.
Bro, calm down, man.
Don't tell me to calm down. I'll calm up.
Dude, come on, man. Like, it was just like I was just joking with my girlfriend. I didn't mean any harm by it. Like,
you're trying to have a threesome with your lady and my girlfriend? Is that what you're saying, Tyler?
Dude, this is a joke. Come on, man.
I'm watching you right now, bro.
What?
In your little blue Honda Civic. I see you.
Dude, what the?
Look to your right. Your other right, pendejo.
Dude, come on, man.
You think you're cute in your little red tie? Is that what we're doing today, Tyler?
Bro, you don't need to do this, man. Like, we just.
I'm looking right at you, bro.
Bro, I can just explain to you in person. This is nothing like what you're thinking, man. It's just a joke, and it got out of hand. I'm so sorry that, like, it caused problems, but this is not.
What's a big problem?
Bro, come on, man. Like, you just let's just like talk. You don't, you know. I don't even see you. Like, can you just, like, after my meeting, can we just talk?
Meeting.
You got to know. You got to understand. This is not what you think it is, man.
I know exactly what this is. You're trying to get with my lady.
Bro, come on, man. It's not, like, it's not even, it's, I think you're letting things get a little out of hand. I think you can just talk and you understand that this is not nothing, like, malicious or anything like that at all.
I'm not laughing, eh?
I know you're not laughing, dude. I could see
Nacho is mad.
You'd be upset. I know you're pissed, dude, and I don't want you to be mad.
I'm walking over right now.
All right, man.
You're not even going to see me coming. I'm like Flash.
Dude, come on, man.
I'm right here. You see me? Dude, I left already.
What?
I'm back.
I can hear people laughing.
I'm so sorry.
Tyler.
Hello?
Hey. I'm sorry, bro.
What the hell, man?
Tyler, we legally got to let you know. You're live on the radio right now, man.
Bro, my chest is like pounding and, oh, my God.
Yeah, man. We're the Morning Mess on Live 101.5. We got your girl Emmy on the line.
Oh, dude.
Emmy, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, we heard Tyler, you like to pull pranks, so Emmy had one of her own. She she made this whole thing up just for you.
Oh,
I couldn't keep it together. I'm so sorry.
Don't apologize, girl.
Come on now. You can't be mad. I had to get you back.
Seriously, like my chest is still beating really hard right now. Confrontation in my work.
Yeah, did you soil your boxer briefs? Did you soil them?
No, I hadn't had lunch yet, but yeah.
Cupcake calls.
This is really awkward.
Every weekday morning with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.